Radio.
Imagine that in the middle of a discussion about the fight against sin and temptation that Paul talks about in our first reading this afternoon, Paul counseled his readers to look at themselves as slaves, ready to yield to a new master. What was he thinking? Why would he want to compare us to slaves? And what about fighting? What about aggressively taking up the battle against sin? Sometimes when I read that part of the scriptures to Romans, I often think that Paul's missing the point. But who am I to question scripture? I'm a humble little priest on a little campus in North Sydney. The reality is Paul is showing us the way to true victory. Rather than rushing headlong into conflicts and trying to overcome temptation on our own, he's telling us we'd be wiser to step back and submit ourselves to some of the truths that Paul considered central to the Christian life. First, we should submit to God's judgment against sin. And people these days don't like to hear the word sin. But in Jesus' death, God has condemned our fallen nature and put it to death. If we step back from temptation, we can align ourselves with God's judgment and claim in faith that sin's control over our lives is ended and that we are free to be the people that God wants us to be. Secondly, I think we should submit to the power of the Holy Spirit because we've all received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in each one of us. The Holy Spirit never abandons us. He's always watching over us, ever ready to help us and do battle for us whenever we call upon him. Submitting to the power of the Holy Spirit can fill us with great confidence and great courage. And I think finally we need to submit to the new creation God has made us to be. We were made new in baptism. We are no longer slaves to failings or to sin because we're children of God and we should rejoice with that. We're children of God with all the rights and privileges of a firstborn son or a firstborn daughter. Submitting to these truths, as Paul tells us we should do, is like leaning back into our Father's arms. It's true that we can't see God yet, and we may not always feel his arms around us. But that's why faith is so important in our lives. It convinces us that our Father is good. It assures us that he does indeed love every one of us, so much so that he gave us his only Son for our salvation. So the next time we're struggling with something at work or in family or relationships, I think the best thing to do is to take a deep breath and lean back into God's arms. That's the way to freedom and the way to overcome our struggles. Father, we submit ourselves to you. We place our faith in all that you have done for us through the cross. Teach us how to yield to you in every challenge. Amen.
Radio.org.au